Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad when you're here with us. And we were trying to think of songs that related to the month of February. The first we came up with was American Pie. February made me shiver. It's not that bad. I mean, yes, it's still winter, but the days are getting longer, and the midwinter slumber appears to be ending for a lot of entities, especially in the arts. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival comes back to the stage in February, for one thing. There are many other things, and we dedicate the first Friday of this and every month to perusing the list of arts events. This is our first Friday arts event. You can make it work with details of arts events coming to your town. 800-838-3760. Having said that, hang on a minute, because we have six phone lines jammed up. So I'll let you know when one clears up, starting with Tom from Jackson County Community JC Concerts. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi, Jeffrey. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great.
So tell us about what you got coming up.
We've got a fantastic concert coming up with a famed Russian concert pianist that's in residence here at Southern Oregon University, Alexander Tutanov, and famed jazz legend Patty McCoy, who played with Marion McPartland, an NPR favorite, and I'm going to introduce you to Patty right now. Go ahead, Patty.
Hey.
Patty's with us. Hey, that's great. Good to hear from you, Patty. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited about the concert. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's kind of different because I'm a jazz pianist, and I have come back to playing classical, so Alexander is classical. So we're doing a concert where he's going to play some jazz, and I'm going to play some classical, you know. So it's going to be kind of interesting. We're going to do it on two pianos together.
Sounds fun. We actually have a clip of you playing a Battle Hymn of the Republic we can sample here right now.
Okay, great.
Patty McCoy, you were making my heart go thumpy thump with those nice bass notes on the left hand there.
Thank you. It's a little bit of a gospel feel, I think.
Absolutely. So when is the concert with you and Alexander Tutanov?
It's February the 12th on a Sunday afternoon at 3:00 at North Medford High School.
It sounds like you've got some interesting combinations there. I looked at the list last night. We have things like Alexander Tutanov is playing a series of pieces called Liszt in Love, like Franz Liszt.
Yeah, Franz Liszt. Mm-hmm. Franz Liszt, yeah. Mm-hmm. Liszt.
All right, so some good stuff yeah. there. All right, so February 12th, and the location again is what, Patty?
Well, I wanted to mention a couple other things, Jeffrey. First
sure.
of all, the tickets are $25. Mm-hmm. They're available at jcconcerts.org, that's our website, mm-hmm. at Piano Studios in Medford, or at the door. And if you mention JPR, you get an additional $5 off the $25 ticket price.
Wow, I didn't realize our name had that kind of value. I'm going to try that at lots of other establishments now. All right, so that's February 12th. Give me the location one more time, Tom.
It's at the North Medford High School. It's their remodeled auditorium. It's a beautiful concert venue, great acoustics for two pianos, and the concert is at 3 p.m., so it's a Sunday matinee, and everybody's welcome to come.
All right, sounds good. So that is Patty McCoy, who we just heard from, and Alexander Tutanov as the main players here in this two-piano concert brought on by JC Concerts. Tom, thanks for calling in, and Patty, good to hear from you.
Oh, it's nice talking to you.
All right. Our pleasure.
All right, take care. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, and that means there's now one phone line open to talk about arts events in your town, 800-838-3760. Here is Livia. Livia from It Says Oregon Cabaret this time. Livia, what are you doing?
Well, I'm one of a cast of nine. We open in Noises Off on the 9th, and that runs through April 9th. And it's a cast of nine who are absolutely incredible comedians and can do physical comedy. John Leisner, who has been Scrooge, he was in Ring of Fire. Jessica Blazak and John Stadelman, who just closed Pine Mountain Lodge at the Cabaret. A newcomer to the Cabaret, James Xavier, who is a hoot. He is so funny. And then Paul Garcia and Leah Kalb, who were both in the Cabaret's production of Cabaret. Deanna Ott, who was just in Chicago there, she was Roxy Hart. And Galloway Stevens, who was not only the bad boss in 9 to 5 and then Billy Flynn in Chicago, but one of my favorite roles that he was Dr. Frankenfurter in the Cabaret's sold-out production of Rocky Horror. So that's Noises Off. And yes, we do have a revolving set. Craig Hudson came through, and it is amazing. And then not only Noises Off, but on the 15th, they have the Hamazons coming to the Cabaret. The 22nd, they have the Rogue Suspects. And in honor of Valentine's Day, we are doing a very special performance of Noises Off that night. What a date night. You won't stop laughing for 2 hours.
So Noises Off sounds like a difficult show to do, not just because of revolving sets, but because a lot of split-second timing, because you're representing both the play going on stage and what's going on backstage at the same time, aren't you?
Yes, we do. It has been very, very interesting to rehearse. It's a challenge, and Valerie Rochelle, the director, was certainly got a cast that was up to this challenge. We started with the read-through, and we haven't stopped laughing since. But yes, it's a very complicated show. But we had our second run-through last night, and it's a wonderful show. Frank Rich said that it is the funniest play probably to be written in his lifetime.
Wow.
And I have to say, it's the funniest one I've ever been in.
Wow, that is high praise indeed. Okay, so Noises Off opens officially when, Livia?
On the 9th, and a special evening performance on Valentine's night, mm-hmm. and then the Hamazons on the 15th. Rogue Suspects on the 22nd, but Noises Off runs all the way through April 9th, but it's selling really, really well. So if people want to come, they should come, because they're going to want to come a second or third time to figure out how we do what we do.
All right. That's the Oregon Cabaret Theater, which some people still call the Old Pink Church in Ashland. Livia, good to hear from you, even though you're coming from a different organization now.
Yes, I am. I'm very happy to be at the Cabaret.
Okay, good to talk to you. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone line open now at 800-838-3760 with news of arts events in your town. Here is Kristen with the Rogue Valley Symphony. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi.
On February 24th, 25th, and 26th, the next Rogue Valley Symphony concerts will be featuring former Daft Brawlis lead trumpeter Dan Kasurek, who has made his home here in the Rogue Valley. So many of you may know Dan. Dan leads the trumpet studio at Southern Oregon University and is also the artistic director for the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band as their conductor. He is the co-principal trumpet with the Rogue Valley Symphony as well. So Dan will be performing Vasilenko's Concerto Poem for trumpet and also Piazzolla's Liber Tango. And the symphony will also be performing in that concert two orchestral masterworks, Beethoven's Leonore Overture No. 3, which features a big trumpet solo for our other trumpeter, Bruce Dresser, and Brahms' Symphony No. 4.
Ah, Symphony No. 4, Brahms. That one we have available.
Okay.
I deliberately chose that passage because I want people to know that Brahms is about more than just lullabies by a long shot.
Oh, definitely. This one has just some great singable tunes, but it is very dance-like and probably gives you all the highs and lows that you like with the symphonic form.
All right. So a lot of brass work, it sounds like, in this concert, February 24th, 25th, 26th. And how does the city split work this time?
So our usual, we will be on Friday evening at 7:30 on the 24th in Ashland at the SOU Music Recital Hall. On Saturday evening at 7:30, February 25th, at the Criterion Theater in Medford. And on Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m., February 26th, in the Grants Pass Performing Arts Center. And people can call the Symphony Box Office at 541-708-6400. Or you can purchase tickets on our website, which is rvsymphony.org.
rvsymphony.org. Okay, great. Good to hear from you, Kristen. Thanks for joining us once again on First Friday Arts.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Another phone line open now on our First Friday Arts segment, 800-838-3760, as we shift to Steve at the New Zone Gallery in Eugene. Right, Steve?
That's correct, Jeff.
Good to hear from you again. What's going on?
Well, I'd like to announce that we have a new location. We had a little hiatus there. We're at in downtown Eugene, located at 220 West 8th. We are having our opening reception tonight on the First Friday Art Walk. Our featured artist is Dennis Duval, who does an abstract polished type medium. We have our community gallery called the Crossfire Room. We have the Arts Forum in there, which is our local arts group, which is showing there. Let's see. We have music by the Red Pajamas. Everything starts at 5:30, and that runs throughout the month of February. Just a note, we will have our open, non-juried art event called the Zone for All. This is an open, non-juried show for any artist. Intake will be on February, Saturday, the 25th, and will open on the first Friday of March. Also, just a side note, I will be having an event at the Springfield City Hall Library Gallery next Friday, February 10th. They held the show over, and I will be showing some of my interactive steampunk contraptions and my most popular piece, the K.C. Serling Mystic Seer, which is a steampunk fortune teller, will be there, and it will be dispensing fortunes if you dare.
All right, if we dare. Steampunk fortunes. Looking forward to that. So the New Zone Arts is now at 220 West 8th Street in Eugene. And what's the nearest cross street, Dennis?
That's 8th in Charlton at the former liquor store. So the New Zone Gallery is now the decent place to get a drink for your eyes now. That's what we say now. And also, our website is newzonegallery.org.
newzonegallery.org. Okay, good to hear from you again, Steve. Best of luck in the new location.
Very good. Thank you, Jeffrey. And you all have a good day. And thank you again.
All right, take care. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange phone line open, 800-838-3760. Barbara at Liberty Arts in Yreka. Welcome back to the Exchange.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. Good morning.
Hi.
And we still have a couple of weeks left. It ends on February 17th of our Alternate Path Pacific Rim sculptors, two of them, with reclaimed art, with moving parts, which is great fun, and then some wonderful geometric and cabinet pieces embellished with colored resin. Okay, but our real highlight is coming up, our annual members show, which we use a soup theme because it contains lots of different ingredients. So we encourage, you know, members of Liberty Arts Gallery to submit a piece by February 14th to www.libertyartswyreka.org. They'll be able to get the admissions forms, details and dates and everything. And, yes, it's that hot and tasty soup time again. And so this year it is called goulash. And we urge the members to dish up a piece for our community's enjoyment. And so it's an annual chance to display your artistic passion. It doesn't matter what medium, whichever medium the artist is comfortable with. And it's not a juried exhibition. And a perk of membership is there's no entry fee.
Wow. So when does this go up on the walls or up in
the... This opens. The opening is on February 24th from 5 till 7, and the show continues through March 24th.
Okay. All kinds of things happening at Liberty Arts Gallery in Yreka. Looking forward to the members show on February 24th. Barbara, always good to talk to you.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Tell us about arts events in your town, as other people are doing. 800-838-3760 on the phone. Robbie from Deja Vu Productions, you're up.
Oh, good morning, Jeff.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling to tell you about a show we're doing, Quartet by Ron Harwood, and we open next Friday. That's the 10th. We're performing at Central High School in Medford, and our curtains are at 7 o'clock, except for a matinee on the 11th. It's just a charming show, and we've got a great cast, Brandy Carson, Buzz London, Jack Siebold, and Diana Warner play four retired opera singers who live together in a retirement home.
Yes, I've seen the movie of this. It's a lovely piece, yes.
Yeah, so unfortunately we don't have all the outdoor scenes that they had in the movie or all those talented musicians as backup characters, but these actors just carry it off. They're just wonderful.
Oh, that is an all-star stable of actors. Once you say Brandy Carson
is
your first
name.
Mm-hmm. All right,
and one of the reasons we were able to get such good actors is we're doing it as a benefit for OCPA that does such wonderful kids workshops in theater in the summers and on breaks from school. So they were all willing to to come and do that. So we're really lucky to have them.
Okay, Quartet. It's a lovely piece about retired opera singers at Central Medford High School. And what are the dates again, Robbie?
The dates are the 10th and 11th and the 17th and 18th. And you can get tickets at ShowTixForYou. We have special rates for groups of 10 or more. And lots of tickets available at the door, so don't be afraid to just show up.
Okay, and what is the curtain time?
Curtain time on the 10th, 17th, and 18th is 7 o'clock, and it's a 2 o'clock matinee on the 11th.
Okay, just want to make sure if we're sending people to the door, they show up at the right time. Robbie, good to
hear
from you.
Yeah, that's good.
Best of luck with the production, and thanks for calling First Friday Arts. Let's go on to Mike at the Brit Festivals. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm here to let everybody know about Brit's A Valentine Gala with Morgan James. It's a benefit for the Brit Orchestra. Happens on Saturday, February 11th. This is a concert and dinner together, as well as an announcement of the Brit Orchestra season, the 2017 season that's coming up this summer. Morgan is going to be performing. She's great. She's actually been here before. She performed with the Brit Orchestra back in 2015. Some fans may remember her. She was well known as the woman who went down and found an amazing green dress that she used on stage that night at a secondhand store in Jacksonville.
Wow, that's a find. I want to actually let the audience know what Morgan James sounds like, because this is quite a voice. So here's Say the Words from Morgan James.
Open your heart, just let me see. There ain't no place for me. Won't you say the words?
I don't know. For me, the combination of that voice and the organ in the backdrop, that's a pretty good setup. So Morgan James will be the headline performer at the gala on the, what's the date again? The 11th, right?
It is Saturday, the 11th of February, yes. Mm-hmm. And people need to get tickets by February 8th.
Okay, tickets by February 8th. Good to know. And any? I know you can't talk about the actual components of the season, but any big surprises like last year's world premiere of Natural History?
It's going to be more of a regular season, running from the 28th of July in this case. So we're starting a little bit early this year, but it will be more of a standard season. We do have lots of surprises contained within that, however.
Okay, so that's the Brit
things going on.
The Brit Announcement Gala, Saturday, February 11th, with tickets needed to be ordered by February 8th. Mike, always good to talk for you.
Yes. Can I give the box office number so people can call in if they need to? You can order these tickets on our website at britfest.org, or you can call our box office at 541-773-6077 if you're out of the area, 1-800-882-7488.
Okay,
and
BritFest.org. Good to talk to you, Mike. Take it easy. Let's go
Thanks,
to, yeah, you bet, Teresa at Shepherd's Dream. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
Good. You got sheep?
Sheep?
Yeah, we got sheep at Shepherd's Dream.
Okay, explain.
Partnered with Suzanne Etienne, the Ashland artist and teacher, and her weekly painting class participants. The herd arrived yesterday. And we put them up on the wall for our first ever The Flock exhibition. It's throughout February. It's in the Railroad District at 629 A Street. And we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6 daily. We'd like you to come in and take a nice cast on one of our woolen beds, listen to some great acoustic music by Coyote, and browse our fine art display. I think you'll realize that, unfortunately, we don't have a petting zoo.
Ah, okay. And tell folks again where Shepherd's Dream is.
It's at 629 A Street in the Railroad District in Ashland. And the telephone number, in case you need to get some directions, is 541-708-5439.
All right. Thanks so much for that, Teresa. Good to talk to you. Mark in Shasta Lake, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Yes, I'm calling about the Multicultural Celebration, 14th annual. Going to be February 25th at Central Valley High School in Shasta Lake.
Mm-hmm. Okay, February 25th, you say?
That's right. It's sponsored by the Central Valley High School Diversity Club and Gateway Unified School District. 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. There's international food and cultural workshops and community tables. And then from 1 to 3, is the cultural performances in the main gym. It's all free. Everyone's welcome to attend. If you want information more than this, contact Don Yost or Lee Macy at 530-241-8421.
Okay, Mark, thanks for that. The multicultural celebration coming to the Central Valley High School once again. Dan at Camelot Theater and Talent, you have a minute. Welcome to the Exchange.
Hey, Jeffrey, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, well, we're talking about a real fun play. It's a British play coming up at Camelot starting next week, runs through all through February. It's called Calendar Girls.
Oh, okay, about the older women who had their pictures.
Exactly. They set up a fund for raising funds for cancer, and they basically, it's middle-aged to older women, set up a girl's calendar. And it's a historical comedy. It was a movie that starred Helen Mirren, and we're opening it next Wednesday with a pay-per-view, or I'm sorry, pay-per-view, but
pay-what-you-can
evening. Mm-hmm. And then it runs Thursday through Saturday, 8 o'clock performances, and Sunday matinees all through the month of February.
Okay, Calendar Girls at Camelot Theater and Talent. Good to hear from you, Dan. And we finish up with Wendy from Southern Oregon University Theater. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi, this is about the passing of King Arthur this weekend, Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at the SOU Recital Hall. It's a section of the Idylls of the King by Alfred Lord Tennyson, done in the art of Eurythmy, with music by Brahms, von Williams, Bloch, Grieg, played by Alexander Tutnov at SOU this weekend, 4 o'clock.
So is it play? Is it music? Is it both?
It's Eurythmy, so it's an art of movement. The whole production is in Eurythmy, the poetry and the music. It's a sublime art of movement that makes visible the spoken word and the music.
Okay, and so that's Sunday at the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall at what time?
At 4 o'clock.
At 4 p.m.
And for more information, 530-938-9691. Tickets are available at the Music Coop in Ashland.
Okay, thanks so much, Wendy, for closing out our First Friday Arts segment. We'll actually let Brahms take us all the way to the break and return with the Writer's Almanac. Thanks for taking part and listening to First Friday Arts here on the Jefferson Exchange.